As we told you late last week, there was a great piece written by our buddy at the Washington Policy Center. Seattle wants to impose an income tax. We told you that again in the big lead a few minutes ago. Seattle wants to do something that is currently unconstitutional in the state of Washington. But this is not just a Seattle issue. This is something everybody in the state needs to pay very close attention to. And to run down exactly why, Jason Mercier is the director of the Center for Government Reform at the Washington Policy Center. Jason, always good to talk to you.
Dory, thanks for having me on.
This is not just a Seattle issue. This is about establishing precedent for the entire state, isn't it?
Yeah, unlike Las Vegas, what happens in Seattle does not stay in Seattle. It will soon find its way to Olympia and across the state. And the only way what the city council is proposing here, which is not a tax on adjusted income. That's what we're used to. You know, you file in your federal tax return. If you're in an income tax state, you file your state tax return. It's usually on adjusted income. You don't pay on everything that you have.
Yeah.
But there's a problem for the city of Seattle. Not only do you have 84 years of Supreme Court ruling saying income is property, it has to be taxed uniformly and no more than 1%. So you've got a constitutional restriction on what they're doing. But back in 1984, the legislature passed a statute saying you can't have a tax on net income. Now, why they use the word net, I'm not entirely sure, because the entire legislative history shows this was to stop an income tax, period. But Seattle thinks they've found out a way around this state restriction, so they're not going to tax your adjusted income. What they're proposing is total income. And what that means, when you look at your 1040 IRS form, that is everything that is reported as income before you take any adjustments. So your wages, your pensions, Social Security benefits, unemployment insurance, sales from homes, selling your business. It's going to catch a lot more people than who they're advertising.
Yeah, and so is that before deductions as well? So before your mortgage deduction and all of that?
To try to get around the state statute on taxing adjusted income, what Seattle is saying is, hey, we're not going to do that. We're taxing total income. We're taxing everything that counts as your income before you take any deductions or credits or adjustments.
Okay, and then if Seattle were somehow to succeed, the floodgates would open. I mean, we've already seen attempts in Olympia as a city and in several other cities to get around the constitutional prohibition, haven't we?
And that's the most frustrating thing about this. Everybody understands that the city council and the folks in Seattle really would like to have an income tax. They're representing their constituents. But there's a thing that usually happens in a democratic process where you have a Supreme Court ruling on whether or not a policy is constitutional. You go to the legislature, you propose a constitutional amendment, and it goes out to the voters to see if you want to change the rules of the state. Now, that's been tried on five occasions. Back when this ruling first happened in 1933, since that time, the legislature has actually passed and sent to the voters five separate constitutional amendments to allow a graduated income tax. All five of those were rejected by the voters. You had another four ballot measures trying to get creative and saying, well, we're not going to have an income tax. We're just going to have an excise tax on the privilege of earning income.
Yeah.
The voters also rejected those. So nine times in the last 80 years, people have gone to the legislature, they've gone to the voters, and the voters have said, we don't want an income tax. So the city of Seattle isn't trying to go back and make this case again to the people. What they're saying is, you know what, we're not winning here at the ballot box, we're not getting support from the voters, but maybe if we just pass a law that we know conflicts with the Supreme Court rulings, somebody will sue, and we'll see if we can get five justices to do what the voters won't do.
Yeah, and that's what worries me about this, Jason, is I'm not convinced our current state Supreme Court rules by the state constitution. I think this is the most activist Supreme Court we have ever had in the state of Washington, and I think that there are a lot of justices who are, you know, their campaigns are funded by the teachers' union. They would love to expand taxation in the state.
I'd be a little more concerned if what you were hearing from the city of Seattle is true. If you listen to the city of Seattle, they're saying there was this ruling way back in 1933, and we think it's kind of antiquated. Well, it's not the only time the Supreme Court has looked at this. Back in 1951, they said very clearly, this debate is over. Income is property. Move on. And that ruling has been cited as recently as 2003. So even the current justices have kind of upheld that line of precedent.
Okay.
But to your point, you never want to take that chance.
Right.
And this is where we think the legislature could do everybody a favor and put a constitutional amendment on the ballot and say, you know, let's make sure that if we have an income tax in the state of Washington, the voters are the ones deciding and not the courts, and let's just make it very clear, income cannot be taxed without a constitutional amendment.
Well, and the other thing that you point out in your article and that I talk about all the time, and this is why every single person listening has to be hyper aware of this, there's no such thing as a tax that doesn't rise rather dramatically. And, you know, I cite, when I was a kid growing up on the mean streets of Ballard, Jason, the state income tax was about 5%. Now it's 10.2% in a lot of areas. In your column that you wrote, the federal income tax top rate when it was enacted was 7%. It's now 40%. It has been as high as 90%. Every tax goes up, especially in a tax happy state like Washington, it would.
Well, we know for sure, and as you just said, the income tax rates always creep. So the very highest rate in 1913, as you mentioned, when the income tax was started at the federal level, was 7%. The lowest rate is 10%. So we're paying now more than the top rate was when it was first enacted. You see this in California. You see this in Oregon. You see this everywhere it's imposed. And if you're thinking, well, you know what, that can't happen in Washington. They are promising us we need to do this because we got to protect the little guy. Well, if you got to protect the little guy, then why did you just pass a soda tax and a coffee tax? It hits them the hardest.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. And I have no doubt that if they somehow were able to weasel this through, that they would have an emergency next year and they'd lower the threshold and another emergency and they'd raise the rate. And eventually they would ensnare as many people as possible with this new tax, this fancy, shiny new tax that they have to play with.
You know, we have so many things going on right now in the country at the state and national level that we don't want to be tying up our budgets, tying up our tax policy, and tying up all of our energy in lawsuits. So, if again, you think an income tax is a good idea, you have the ability to go and make that case, go to the legislature, see if you can get support for a constitutional amendment, and then if we really want to do this, let's vote on it for the 10th time since we've already rejected it 9 times.
Yep.
But just trying to go and say we're going to justice shop and get the courts to try to do what the voters won't do, there's just something very undemocratic about that.
All right. Jason, thanks as always for being such a great watchdog on all this stuff. I really appreciate you taking the time today.
Okay, thanks, Dory.
Jason Mercier, he's the director of the Center for Government Reform at the Washington Policy Center, and we have much more to come as the Dory Monson Show continues.